the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Paul Healy, Chairman.
And I'm Matthew Palmer. We're both from Craig's Heartstrong Foundation.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Okay, so the charity started in 2005 when, unfortunately, our good friend Craig Lunt passed away with a heart condition that he didn't know he had. And his family and friends at the time, we put together this charity to try and focus on the awareness of these hereditary heart defects. But the charity kind of blew up so early on that we needed to do more. So we started bringing over technicians and doctors from the UK, from a UK charity called Cardiac Risk in the Young, to carry out heart screenings over here.
Tell us about your team.
The team, we've got a nice big committee now. Myself as chairman, Matthew here, who is one of the committee members, along with John Coppell, Chris Cannell, Josh Rydens, Chris Feeney, Hayley Coxon, who was Craig's cousin, and we've got Stephen Corran, who's our treasurer. Luke Murray as well is our secretary, who took over a few years ago. So we've got a good balance of age in there. Obviously, with the heart screenings being 14 to 35 year olds, Craig's friends that are on the committee aren't eligible to be screened anymore, but you know, we've got some younger guys in there that can kind of drum up the interest from the island.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is predominantly aimed at the 14 to 35 year olds. They're the ones that can participate in, you know, the heart screenings. The defibs that get set up, that's the general, the whole of the Isle of Man. That's, they're there for emergencies when needed. From, that's probably the big part where charity events, money being raised, that's the ongoing all throughout the year, the screenings. That does take time and everything, but that's twice a year, you know, so the defibs is making sure that they're up and running, new ones put out, etc.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work with Manx Care, which is Isle of Man Ambulance Service. We also work with St John Ambulance as well. Manx Care were in charge of putting the defib map together around the island, and we've been working closely with them. I mean, it's been in the news lately that we've been working really closely with them to get some of these defibs back on the map. You know, credit to Dave Scambler there that has put so much work into getting the map up and running over the years. And at St John Ambulance, you know, they supply the equipment, they supply some of the defibs and a lot of the training around the island for CPR and defib use is done by them.
What are your main goals?
The main goals at present, twice a year, is making sure, you know, we provide the screening services and then the defibs again alongside it, but it's definitely the, you know, the screenings. It's quite straightforward, the actual process, but two weekends a year that we take over the hospital, and you see about 300-400 people each weekend coming through the doors being screened. So there's a bit of success right there, isn't there?
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We've always wanted to add another heart screening weekend, but the guys at Cardiac Risk in the Young are so busy in the UK doing screenings. The two Isle of Man screenings that they do are actually the biggest ones that they do anywhere in the world, because we get nearly 400 people in each time we do it. The aim would be to have another weekend. It's never worked so far because they just can't come here. But over the next 5 years, we want to see a defib on every street corner or every main building around the island. That's the goal, and we want them to be looked after by the guardians that take over them. It seems quite a simple thing, but it's just something that we need to keep pushing and we need to keep on top of. So over the next 5 years, yeah, hopefully we've gone past 1,000 defibs on the island, because we're currently just over 600.
How is the charity funded?
So the charity is funded directly from the Isle of Man public. You know, offices, people going doing the parish walk, you know, just general donations. We don't get any help from anyone, and we don't look for help from anyone outside of the public because it's been so successful over the years. We don't get any government funding, but again, we don't ask for it because the charity is so well supported. You can see what happens. You know, everyone knows somebody that's had a heart screening. Everyone has seen one of these green boxes with a defib in around the island, so they can see it works, so they support it, and you know, we're forever thankful for that.
How can people support you?
Donations, you know, it's probably the first and foremost one. Charity events, you know, dress down days, companies doing it, parish walks, marathons, swimming, triathlons, you know, people do these charities events, and probably a lot of the time we probably maybe don't realise, or I certainly don't realise, until maybe the event has happened, then they say, oh, I've raised this much and this is the charity, and it's like, that's, you know, it's brilliant. But again, it's the general public on the Isle of Man, you know, giving something back. There's so many people that have done events. We've received donations as well from, was it the Peel Charity Shop?
Yeah.
You know, that was...
They're fantastic down there. The amount of money they raise all year round for every charity on the island is, you know, if you've ever attended one of their charity give out days, it's just, you look around the room and just think, wow, I'm so, you know, big up to Peel Charity Shop as well for what they do.
Where can people find out more?
So you can go to our website, which is www.craigsheartstrongfoundation.co.uk. We have a Facebook group, which is Craig's Heartstrong Foundation. We also have an Instagram, which is Craig's Heartstrong Foundation, and Twitter, or X as it's now called, which is at CHFIOM.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.